Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games.
What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. The Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, OnlyFans. Not yet. Whoa. But still in the works.
Let's say, are we?
1080 the only 1080 the only fans.
I think we'd clean up there.
I do get ads.
I do some foot stuff
on YouTube. It's kind of shoved in between those Cheech and Chong CBD like gummies or whatever, because I get those constantly on Twitter.
What, OnlyFans ads?
Oh yeah, yeah. But it's like OnlyFans, like, hey, come watch this cooking show on OnlyFans. Like we're doing
a topless cooking show.
No, just like what they do
some
on
knockers hanging
Food
out.
Network.
That's stupid.
You would think it's a topless cooking show because that would be like, I mean, I'll kind of get into that. No, but it's like they're trying to do normal programming and advertising that all over, and I'm like, really?
Yeah, that doesn't sound as fun. A lot of jacking right now. Not to a clothes cooking show.
I mean, you, hey, maybe stoves turn you on, right?
I told him it was perfect length.
What? I got a new drop, by the way, because I felt like during hockey season I needed this.
Shoot these scars!
Nice.
That's my Doc Emmerich impression right there from NHL games. Rest in peace, Doc Emmerich. Not dead, but just not calling games anymore.
Shoot these scars!
This was supposed to be a good time, and now I can't sit for a week because of what you've done to me.
Is that Patrick?
Fangol Classic coming up.
Autotown GMC presents the 10th Annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Club. And yes, Rashad Taylor, you can even show up if you just want to show up. You asked me, can I just show up?
Well,
yeah.
You know, just show up. You know why I ask? Because in all the years I've been here, I've never actually been to the...
Oh, dude.
The only reason is because typically I've been working in like summer programs and things of that nature. So
F them kids.
That's how I feel. And so it was just kind of one of those things. Like I never really got a chance to go. And I think there one year I was going to go, it was raining.
Mark it on your calendar. Thursday, July 11th.
I'll be there.
Small chance that there's rain that day.
I'll be there.
Morning, afternoon round. Tournament is more than halfway sold out, apparently. And this was wrote like a week ago. So, I mean, there's a good chance that there's even less now. Matt's Barbecue, who you said that you go to often because it's close to where you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to be
waiting in line for 3 hours.
You will not have to wait for 3 hours to get Matt's Barbecue. That is for sure. The golf round, and then you can get your Matt's Barbecue.
So you do have to wait through the golf round.
Yeah, but, you know. Maybe just show up towards the end of the golf round.
That's what I'll do. Yeah. Show up on the 16. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Go back and listen to our first hour podcast if you're wondering why we're laughing about waiting for food.
Yes. Warm up for your round on the Michelob Ultra driving range. And this is where things should get interesting. Our shows will obviously broadcast live from the course. But on the par 3 hole 6, the notorious volcano hole, we will have Doers there serving up the lemon wedge, the official U.S. Open cocktail.
Ooh, never had one of those.
I haven't either. And talking to the guy at Doers, he told me about some other types of scotch that they're going to have there. Some very long age, not that old Beaumont or whatever we had in here, but there will be some good scotch there. But more importantly, 1080 the Fan hosts, personalities, influencers, if you will. We'll be cycling in and out throughout the day to hang out, watch you hit your shots. There might be a hole-in-one contest happening at that hole. There are some other things in the work that are happening in and around there, so that will be a fun time over there. And it's filling up fast, so sign up. Go to, I believe it's 1080thefan.com. I think that's our website. I think that's our website. Cool. All right. You know what? We're already up against it. To get back on the clock and talk about this Game 7 today and the other potential Eastern Conference Finals matchup, let's take a break. But we got Celtics. They're sitting there. They're waiting. They're twiddling their thumbs, waiting to see if it will be either the Knicks or Pacers, who will tip off in just about 2 hours on ABC. Do we have that game? After us?
We do. It is right here. Well, it's not on. I believe it's on 9:10. I'm not sure it's on the Fan.
We'll find out. We'll check with the team.
What I've been saying.
Check with the 15 producers of this show. Don't ask who. But we'll find out for you, and we'll talk about Eastern Conference Finals and this last matchup of the Eastern Conference Semis on Sports Sunday on 1080 the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Damn it, Rashad. I could have just lived my life thinking that I could have never had the chance to make up for one of my biggest mistakes in life, and you just come in here with this.
Oh, no, I forgot. Like, so last night, an organization I used to work for had a big gala that they, you know, they do every year.
Or is
year.
It gala?
I think it's gala.
I think it's potato, potato. You can say it either way.
Yeah, I think it can go either way. I say gala because I'm from America.
And people that say herbs annoy me, but that's about it. Say,
or is it gala?
Okay, get the hell right out with that. I'm just kidding.
The Met Gala.
Last night, I guess Common was in the building and did some performances for folks, and which is pretty good. And I know Joe has a...
good singer, but he can't act.
He's not a singer.
I mean, he's a rap singer.
He's a rap. He can... whatever. He's a musician. But he can't act.
He's okay. Depends on what he's in. But
no, he's literally always angry.
Joe had a pretty funny story, you know, about meeting Common Sense.
Yeah, I'm not happy to find out
white guy stuff. Yeah, it happens.
Lay it on me.
It was at LAX 5 years ago. I'm wandering the grounds, you know. I had a long layover, so I was like, let me just check out LAX. You know, go to different parts. Pretty big airport, if you didn't know.
LAX is pretty huge.
Pretty big airport. So I definitely was able to kill all that time during the layover. But walking by some of the terminals, and then I see none other than Common hanging out, waiting. I don't know. I found out it was not to catch a flight. He was waiting for someone to arrive. But, I do the whole back and forth for a couple minutes, like, should I go say hi? You know, I'm sure there's other people. Granted, we are in L.A., so it's not like, you know, seeing a celebrity. It's a big deal down here at the airport, right? It happens. Like, I don't know, maybe.
It's pretty common. Ha.
Get out.
It's a good one.
And so I was like, you know what? All right, let's go get a picture. You know, you don't get to meet, you know, celebrities every day. Let's go talk to them. And so I walk up and I'm like, excuse me, Common? He says, yeah. I'm like, hey, big fan of yours, obviously. And it's just want to come
obviously.
Wanted to come up to say hi and meet you. Yeah, I don't know what I said. But the worst part about it is I go to reach and shake his hand as he is going in for the bump and the bones. And then ensued a awkward exchange of handshake,
fish, bones.
Yeah, like, here's a hand. Oh, wait, no, you want to do this? So, yeah. It was
you didn't correct in time?
I don't even remember what happened. I think I went bones. Maybe I went handshake. I don't remember. But it was not good. It was not good. And
I'm sure he understood.
Yeah. It did not work out well. And immediately in my mind, I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm like, just kill me now.
That's why it
please.
Always just works just to assume that nobody wants to shake hands.
And it was before COVID.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, that whole, like, you know, that made things much easier.
Yeah, that's
just
what
go
I do.
In for the fist. The
I just
bones.
Always assume that people don't want to, you know, shake hands or whatever. So I'm always like, hey, because this takes no effort. Right?
Right.
This takes zero.
I'm trying to be formal.
Zero effort to give somebody a fist bump.
I'm trying to be respectful. Shake your damn hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fist bump moment, bro.
Fist
bump is so much quicker.
Yeah.
Oh, right on, brother. Thank you.
Jordan's laughing as if he wouldn't do the same
Flavor
thing.
Flavor
He would have gone for the two-hand handshake, probably.
Like, probably
Mr. Common.
Hand,
nice
hand,
to meet
hand
you.
On the elbow. No. You know? Yeah. Oh, that's fancy.
I didn't piss off Tin Lincecum's girlfriend for asking for a picture at an In-N-Out Burger in San Francisco one time.
Just the girlfriend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was pissed.
Tim, you're fine. You can stay out of the picture.
No, she was No, she was probably
hey,
like...
Tim, mind if I take a picture with your lady here?
That is not what happened. It was with him. But no, she was probably just there for the money. money and gone within a year or two. So
hey, I will say, Common, nice dude though, because I asked him, I was like, are you going anywhere? And he's like, oh no, I'm waiting for someone to show up, you know, from Dallas. That was where the flight that was coming. I was like, okay, cool. And then he asked me, he's like, what about you? Are you going somewhere? Like, what?
Oh, that's nice. He yeah. engaged in conversation.
Like, matter of fact, Common, yes, I am. I said, I'm going to Hawaii. He's like, wow.
That's you want
to
come? You want to go? Like, we got,
we're
we
best
got
friends
room.
Now, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to Hawaii. And he's like, oh, that's really cool.
You know,
then,
let me get your number just in case we end up in Hawaii.
Wouldn't that be badass?
And I still have my picture with him, but my eyes are dead in that picture because inside I was just like, I'm good. Just put me out to pasture. You know, don't even send me to Hawaii. I'm done. Just going to live the rest of my life and die here in this terminal.
I just assume every celebrity just, again, wants to fist bump, run into Draymond outside of the Les Schwab Invitational.
And it
was
like,
actually a pretty cool dude.
It was like, this is like Chris Kattan. This is like Common. Like,
yeah, no, it was not. It was not good.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is mess up the handshake with a rapper, though. Yeah. Like with an, you know, maybe like a rock star. You
well,
meet,
and Common
you know.
Isn't like this. Isn't like I'm going up and meeting like Kodak Black. Like Common is, he's professional. He's put together. He's an actor. I mean, come on.
Why is this so funny? Oh my
and
God.
Then. So yeah, and then Rashad tells me, "Oh, Common was in Portland last night." And one of my life goals has been to make up for that moment.
Dude, I'm sorry. Come in with the handshake immediately, so this way he
like,
knows
listen,
what your intentions
are. Mr. Common, is that his last name, or is that his first name?
I don't know what Common's
name is. I think
it's
his literal stage
name.
Excuse me, Mr. Common.
Mr. Common. No, that's his stage name.
But I would definitely go up and be like, hey, Common, right? As if I didn't know that it's Common. I just want to make sure. But I'd be like, listen, there was something that happened like 5 years ago at LAX that I haven't been able to live with myself.
That start is already terrible.
And I need to just make up for this right now.
If you really
give me some bones,
if you really want to feel like you're on a, you know, you're on a one-on-one basis with them, call him Lonnie.
Excuse me, Lonnie.
Yeah, his name.
I
is
think
Lonnie Rashid Lion.
Call him Rashid.
Lonnie Lion.
Yeah,
Lonnie Lion.
Lynn, excuse awesome. Me, Lynn.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say his name is Lonnie Lion.
Forgive me, Lonnie.
Is that
Lynn.
Just as bad as McCorkle?
Yeah, his name is probably it's probably worse. He sounds like a this is like a Black Baptist preacher's name.
Lonnie
Lynn.
Lonnie Lynn.
You need to go
Reverend
see
Lonnie Lynn.
Yeah, Reverend Lynn.
Excuse me, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm mad. I'm not happy to find out that Common was in Portland. I remember he came to Portland for a Blazer game a few years ago, and I was like, I gotta find him. I don't know where he's staying. I gotta track him down so I can make up for this. One day, maybe.
You'll get to him.
He was at organization you work at or something like that.
I used
that,
to
right?
work for, yeah.
Well, you need to make some calls and some connects happen.
I'll see.
Get Common in studio or something
I'll
like
I'll
that.
See what I can do.
And pull Chris Farley. Hey, Common. Remember years ago when I met you at LAX?
That was cool.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
All right, basketball. Celtics, they're waiting for who they're going to face, either the Knicks or the Pacers. I'm going Knicks. I'm going with the Knicks. I feel like they got that good juju. I don't know how the Pacers keep doing this, quite honestly. Like
all season, though. All
man,
season.
Backs against the wall.
We got to give the Pacers a lot of credit. Because remember, during the in-season tournament, we were all in awe of what they were able to do at that point. And this was mid-season. And so now you fast forward 4 or 5 months, and here the Pacers are one game away from going to the conference finals for the first time since, what, I want to say it was it Paul George and
against the Heat.
Danny Granger and those boys that went?
Yeah, I would think so.
So, yeah, you're right there on the doorstep of something great. I want to dislike this Knicks team because I think Knicks fans are insufferable. Like, seriously, worse than Cowboy fans. Knicks fans are the worst. Joe is a pretty level-headed Cowboy fan, but I'm sure to his buddies he's that irritating.
Not anymore. You want to talk about dead eyes and being dead inside. That loss to the Packers, that did me in, man.
No, I feel you. Well, I'm hoping you get over that soon because the season starts soon. However,
buddy, I was looking up, like, video of one of their draftees. For the Cowboys a couple weeks ago. I started watching the video. I closed the tab after 15 seconds. I'm like, why am I doing this?
Why
am I doing this?
Knicks fans see that and just keep doing it to themselves. Like, can you imagine the riot that's going to be in New York if they don't make it to the finals?
Oh, dude.
Or let's say this. If they don't make it to the conference finals.
Today, in my notes for today, at some point I wanted to talk about, I don't know if we're going to get to it, sports writing.
Because let's do it. I think it's a fair thing because
I think sports writing is only okay after a huge loss. I love the pettiness of just burning your city down because of a loss.
I think it's only okay if it's a tragic loss. Like you were cheated out of something. They called travel when it really wasn't the end of the game.
Or if it's a blowout. Like if you just get to a game seven, and I feel like this only is applicable for a game seven. So if the Knicks like go in today, like, dude, this is our time, this is our chance, and they lose this game seven to the Pacers by like 35 or 40.
At home?
God, I would love, I mean, like, dude, you got to go, New York.
Because here's the thing. I would feel bad for the Knicks.
Burn that bitch to the ground.
But I wouldn't feel bad for their fans.
Needs to go!
Like, I wouldn't feel bad for their fans. Like, I would feel bad for the Knicks, but not for their fans in the slightest if they lost. Like, because I love Jalen Brunson. I don't think there's any of us here that don't like Jalen Brunson. Stud. Like, he's legit. Obviously, Josh Hart is always going to have a special place in my heart, in what this area for me, because of what he was as a Blazer. He played the same way here that he's played everywhere he's been. And I think that's a transferable skill. And so I'm always going to have love for that guy. And I love Jalen Brunson, you know, what we've been able to see. I love Tom Thibodeau because he's an old school, hard ass coach. Like, you know, you're going to play defense. You're going to play basketball the right way. And if you don't like it, then go, you know, leave, you know, type thing. So I'm a big fan of Tibbs and what he gets. So this Knicks team is primed for a run. They've been waiting decades, centuries for it, you know, for the Knicks to be great. But again, kind of like I was saying, I kind of want Indiana to win. Like I would love to see a fresh new face in there, you know, and Indiana is a fresh.
The Knicks are a fresh new face.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, if you ask Knicks fans or you ask a lot of pundits at the beginning of the year, the Knicks should win the championship, much like they say the Cowboys should win the championship, you know, every year. So we'll see how it works out. I'm excited to catch this game, though. So I'm thinking it's going to be the Knicks, but would love to see Indiana steal one away on the Knicks floor.
What about you, Jordan? You got a preference in this one? Who you think will win? Who you want to win?
Honestly, I think that the Knicks will get it done just because they're at home and this series has been so back and forth. But as far as who I want to win, I mean, I don't really have a dog in this fight. I wasn't really, you know, like the victim of the Reggie stuff back in the day. So, like, I'm not necessarily caring about, like, the Pacers, like, being the villains or anything like that. So, you know, Reggie Miller, Pacers history, whatever. The most notable thing for me about them is them getting Jermaine O'Neal, you know, from the Blazers. So I guess for that alone, I want the Knicks to win. Like, hey, I don't know. Don't
you forget about Dale Davis. Or was that after?
No, that was literally for Dale Davis. It was a Joe Klein and Jermaine O'Neal for Dale Davis swap, and God in heaven help me, that was the worst trade. And even Bob Whitsitt, to his credit, has come back around and said the one move that I do wish that I could have redone was hanging on to that kid for a couple of more years and instead of just being like, well, we can't play you. So, no, I think for that reason, I probably want the Knicks to win. Be fun to see Jalen Brunson get there.
And then you get a Boston-New York series. My God, the world might
burn
down.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Right?
The world might burn down after that one. Yeah, and here's the thing is if that were the case, I would want to see the Knicks win that series. At this point, from the three remaining teams, I would love to see the Knicks go to the NBA Finals. I'm pulling for basically any of these three teams out of the West right now, whether it's Dallas, whether it's Minnesota, or whether it's Denver. That's where as far as who do you want to win?
You're a West Coast guy.
I mean, there's something about all three of those teams where, I would just love to see Jokic do it back-to-back in those Nuggets and just kind of throw it right back in people's
face.
Well,
and they're not traditional teams. You know, Minnesota, there's nothing traditional about Minnesota as far as the NBA lore. There's nothing you know, traditional about Denver, you know, or Dallas, you know, like that. Like,
you know, Dallas with the Dirk days.
Dallas with the Dirk days, but I'm sorry, as far as, like, the hierarchy of the NBA teams, like, on the other side, it's Knicks, right? It's Celtics. The teams, two teams that are just put in your face all the time because of, you know, where they're from. And then you can throw in Indiana, who, again, doesn't have an amazing NBA lineage outside of, like, Reggie Miller.
And that's why I wouldn't mind seeing the Knicks in there, even if they somehow pulled it all off, is because it's something I've never seen before.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
I'm always a fan of seeing something new when it comes to champions being made.
Yeah, wouldn't it be crazy if Jalen Brunson was able to win a title in New York within three seasons of being there? Patrick Ewing, never able to do that.
Carmelo, like a lot of dudes, Bernard King.
Well, but Patrick Ewing was literally, I mean, the whole lore about him being drafted in the NBA, fixing that, and then, you know, making him essentially go to New York. I don't know if it that's true or
Patrick,
not.
Patrick got there twice. He just, you know, the one time he was hurt. And, you know, against San Antonio in 99. And then the other time he
ran into a good Houston team,
ran into Akeem Olajuwon, who, you know,
and Clyde.
Honestly, at that point, I think Akeem
and Robert Horry
and Robert. Hey. I think Akeem would have.
And Charles Barkley,
I get a lot of flack for this, but I think those Houston teams probably beat those Bull teams. And those 94 and 95 Houston teams. Yeah, I think they probably beat those Houston teams. Like they had, or excuse me, those Bull teams.
Well, it would also be a fun storyline as far as NBA Finals matchups go. Would be if Dallas makes it from the West, and then you got New York making it from the East, because Jalen Brunson obviously being a former Dallas Maverick,
that would be crazy.
That would be insane.
That would be interesting to see for sure. And then, you know, Kyrie having to go back to New York, obviously not Brooklyn, but back to New York. In a finals appearance.
Or Kyrie having to go play against Boston.
Yeah, that's another good one,
that's
too.
That's a whole other, you know, storyline right there as far as, you know, being kind of ousted. So there's a lot. I love the storyline.
After he
going
said,
into
I'd love
this.
To come back if you'd let me.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever let him in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
All right, let's wrap things up. We're going to go to golf next because we got dudes breaking the law. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what Scottie Scheffler did. We'll do that next here. Sports Sunday, but first, Jordan Schultz with Sports Center Update. As everybody expected,
still no Mike Jones.
On Friday, Scottie Scheffler catching a charge. Not shocked.
He's a troublemaker. He always has been.
Dude, exactly.
I never trusted him.
I didn't either.
So, yeah, break this down, please, because I've read like three stories on this. I feel like I know what happened, but I'm still a little confused. So,
I think we all kind of are. I'm a little confused.
So, people obviously arriving to the course when there is, you know, an event like this, the regular flow of traffic lanes, everything are closed down,
moved,
Friday
morning,
changed.
Right?
Yes. Anyways, because of how patrons need to get to the course, how the players need to get to the course. So everything is kind of routed differently so that way people can get to the course rather like unlike just a regular Monday through Friday if someone were trying to get to the course, right? But because major championship, everything's changed. Unfortunately, early in that morning, there was a volunteer worker that was hit by a charter bus and died at the scene. So that happened before some of the golfers were starting to show up. So then that added a whole other thing to how traffic was being flowed into the course, away from the course, because where it happened in, you know, proximity to the front entrance, it was near there. So not only are you have the traffic people that are trying to get people in and out of the course for the tournament itself, but you also have this accident that happened. So you have police officers there investigating and, you know, having a certain area blocked off because of ambulance, all that. So that was the situation Friday morning out in Louisville, Kentucky at Valhalla Golf Course. Basically sounds like just a big cluster F, essentially. And yeah, obviously super sad situation with what happened. With the reported confusion of what was supposed to happen for golfers, Scottie Scheffler, who was driving himself to the course, felt like he was instructed to go one way with his car, which was not apparently the correct way for him to go. He started going in said direction. A police officer was trying to get him to stop. He then took the liberty to try and either jump on like the side of the car, because I think he was driving like a big GMC Yukon, whatever the hell. And so I think he was trying to like jump on the car so he could bang on the window and tell him to stop, which Scottie did not immediately do. I don't think he was doing it just because like, F this guy. From what I understand, it was a rainy Friday morning as well. Again, a lot of confusion. So Scottie Scheffler, I assume, just didn't know what the hell was going on. And before he realized,
some dude just jumped on my car and is beating on the window for me to stop. Like, no.
There's also, you know, some of the volunteer workers were wearing highlighter yellow vests. The police officers were also wearing highlighter yellow vests. So just sounded like there was a bunch of confusion as far as what was going on. Apparently some golfers, because of what was happening, they had to get out of their charter bus or wherever, and they walked like 2 miles to get to the course that morning because of everything being held up, and they wanted to make sure they got there in time to start warming up. They weren't moving. So this then leads to the cop getting essentially thrown off of the car, and he falls down, which that could have ended up pretty terribly too if he gets rolled up under or gets even ran over in any instance. And then Scotty slows down, stops the car, rolls down the window, which where the cop then reaches in, opens the door, pulls Scotty out, puts his face up against the car, cuffs him, and takes him away. And this is like right outside the front entrance of Valhalla.
People are pulling up saying, is that Scotty Scheffler getting
arrested? Well, Jeff Darlington, a reporter for ESPN, was like right there and saw this all go down. And so as they're taking him away to the police car, he's trying to like follow them. And the cops are basically telling him, like, back up, don't go any further. And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And then a cop even tells him, he's like, listen, he's going to jail and there's nothing you can do about it. That's one of the clips that's going around.
Where is Valhalla?
Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So I thought legitimately I was in a dream on Friday morning because I, you know, woke up at like 5 a.m., you know, checked the phone, went back to sleep. And in retrospect, I know that I saw the notification saying like Scotty Scheffler will make his tea time after his arrest on Friday morning. And it was just like, that's one of those things where it's like, that sounds like something you'd see in a dream. He got arrested before his round at a major tournament.
Seriously. I'm Scotty Scheffler.
And then I woke up and saw everything. I'm like, oh my God, that actually happened. What the hell is going on? And started scrolling and finding all the news.
If I'm Scotty Scheffler, I'm going full Karen. Full Karen.
Well, someone asked him in the press conference.
I want batch numbers. I want this. I want to speak to your superior. I want all those things because, number one, if you are a volunteer or as a police officer.
This was a police officer.
Yeah.
Jumped on the car.
But I don't know the difference. Joe's saying, I don't know the difference. Now you got the people that are working for the tournament that have the same green jump on. And then you have the police that are also wearing something similar. And then I'm a famous golfer and somebody just hops on the side of my car banging on it. No, I might not stop here for this. So
it
makes sense now why we were, and you know, cause I'm reading stuff and kind of like you know, George.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As everybody expected,
still no Mike Jones.
On Friday, Scottie Scheffler catching a charge. Not shocked.
He's a troublemaker. He always has been.
Dude, exactly.
I never trusted him.
I didn't either.
So, yeah, break this down, please, because I've read like three stories on this. I feel like I know what happened, but I'm still a little confused. So,
I think we all kind of are. I'm a little confused.
So, people obviously arriving to the course when there is, you know, an event like this. The regular flow of traffic lanes, everything, are closed down,
moved,
Friday
morning,
changed,
right?
Yes, anyways, because of how patrons need to get to the course, how the players need to get to the course. So everything is kind of routed differently so that way people can get to the course rather, like, unlike just a regular Monday through Friday if someone were trying to get to the course, right? But because right. Major championship, everything's changed. Unfortunately, early in that morning, there was a volunteer worker that was hit by a charter bus and died at the scene. So that happened before some of the golfers were starting to show up. So then that added a whole other thing to how traffic was being flowed into the course, away from the course, because where it happened in, you know, proximity to the front entrance, it was near there. So not only are you have the traffic people that are trying to get people in and out of the course for the tournament itself, but you also have this accident that happened. So you have police officers there investigating and, you know, having a certain area blocked off because of ambulance, all that. So that was the situation Friday morning out in Louisville, Kentucky at Valhalla Golf Course. Basically sounds like just a big cluster F, essentially. And yeah, obviously super sad situation with what happened. With the reported confusion of what was supposed to happen for golfers, Scottie Scheffler, who was driving himself to the course, felt like he was instructed to go one way with his car, which was not apparently the correct way for him to go. He started going in said direction. A police officer was trying to get him to stop. He then took the liberty to try and either jump on like the side of the car, because I think he was driving like a big GMC Yukon, whatever the hell. And so I think he was trying to like jump on the car so he could bang on the window and tell him to stop, which Scotty did not immediately do. I don't think he was doing it just because like, F this guy. From what I understand, it was a rainy Friday morning as well. Again, a lot of confusion. So Scottie Scheffler, I assume, just didn't know what the hell was going on. And before he realized,
some dude just jumped on my car and is beating on the window for me to stop. Like, no.
There's also, you know, some of the volunteer workers were wearing highlighter yellow vests. The police officers were also wearing highlighter yellow vests. So just sounded like there was a bunch of confusion as far as what was going on. Apparently some golfers, because of what was happening, they had to get out of their charter bus or wherever, and they walked like 2 miles to get to the course that morning because of everything being held up, and they wanted to make sure they got there in time to start warming up. They weren't moving. So this then leads to the cop getting essentially thrown off of the car, and he falls down, which that could have ended up pretty terribly too if he gets rolled up under or gets even ran over in any instance. And then Scotty slows down, stops the car, rolls down the window, which where the cop then reaches in, opens the door, pulls Scotty out, puts his face up against the car, cuffs him, and takes him away. And this is like right outside the front entrance of Valhalla.
People are pulling up saying, is that Scottie Scheffler getting
arrested? Well, Jeff Darlington, a reporter for ESPN, was like right there and saw this all go down. And so as they're taking him away to the police car, he's trying to like follow them. And the cops are basically telling him, like, back up, don't go any further. And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And then a cop even tells him, he's like, listen, he's going to jail and there's nothing you can do about it. That's one of the clips that's going around.
Where is Valhalla?
Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So I thought legitimately I was in a dream on Friday morning because I, you know, woke up at like 5 a.m., you know, checked the phone, went back to sleep. And in retrospect, I know that I saw the notification saying, like, Scottie Scheffler will make his tee time after his arrest on Friday morning. And it was just like, that's one of those things where it's like, that sounds like something you'd see in a dream, he got arrested before his round at a major tournament.
I'm Scottie Scheffler.
And then I woke up and saw everything. I'm like, oh my God, that actually happened. What the hell is going on? And start scrolling and finding all the news.
If I'm Scottie Scheffler, I'm going full Karen. Full Karen.
Well, someone asked him in the press conference.
I want batch numbers. I want this. I want to speak to your superior. I want all those things because, number one, if you are a volunteer or as a police officer,
This was a police officer. Yeah, jumped on the car.
But I don't know the difference. Right, like Joe was saying, I don't know the difference. Now you got the people that are working for the tournament that have the same green jump on, and then you have the police that are also wearing something similar. And then I'm a famous golfer, and somebody just hops on the side of my car, banging on it. No, I might not stop here for this. So
yeah,
it makes sense now why we were. And, you know, because I'm reading stuff and kind of like you. You know, Jordan, like, it's not really telling me much, you know, as far as what I'm reading. Because my first thing is, was he drunk? Like, to get taken into custody and then released real quick so he can come play in his round? Like,
was he being a D?
So, like, I'm trying to get some, you know, but Joe is, you know, Mr. Golf Channel, Mr. Golf Network over here. So, guaranteed he knows, you know, all those answers. But, yeah, if I'm Scottie Scheffler, I want to talk to the manager. I wanted to figure something out because this is not cool. Now, hopefully nobody was seriously hurt. Turns out some pants may have been ruined.
Yeah, in the police report, it literally said, like, what happened, and that the police officer's pants were damaged at a value of $80.
$80?
Beyond repair.
Who's going to pay for these pants?
Are you paying for the pants?
Yeah.
Squatty.
This has to come out of my pocket, all right? Listen, of all guys on the golf tour, and I'm sure there's a lot of great guys, Scottie Scheffler is probably in the, like, top five of guys least likely to get arrested for anything. Like, that dude is about as wholesome, level-headed as they come. And so, again, when I woke up and saw that, the notification, and I was like, oh my God, that wasn't a dream. This really happened. I was shocked.
Yeah, if you'd said Dustin Johnson was arrested, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
Tiger's right, arrested again for, all right, you know, but Scottie Scheffler, I'm like, word?
But let's try to put yourself in this situation. I mean, so somebody was already hit by a vehicle and killed that morning, right?
Yes.
In an area where there's all kinds of stuff going on, there's more cars and people in that area that usually are, and, you know, with all this planning, that still happens. So obviously all these volunteers and police are on alert. Who else is on alert? The golfers themselves trying to get into this damn event. So you kind of, I kind of understand both sides here. It's rainy. Scotty doesn't quite see what's going on outside, you know, so he wonders what the hell's going on. He's famous. Nobody should be hopping on his car. However, on the other side of things, you kind of get if a police officer, he is a police officer, he knows he is, Scotty doesn't, but he's trying to wave a car in a certain direction, he sees them go another. Okay, that's the potential for something to happen again with somebody getting hit.
So
you jump on the car and try to stop it, right? Like, I feel like both sides have some right and some wrong here.
So this is on golf.com. In short, after Scheffler pulled into the westbound lane, Gillis, who was directing traffic, police department Brian Gillis, he was directing traffic, stopped Scheffler, and gave him instructions. But according to Gillis, Scheffler refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging him to the ground. In a statement Friday, Scheffler said that he had been proceeding as directed and that the incident resulted from a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. Scheffler was arrested, taken to Louisville Metro Department of Corrections, which I could only imagine if I was in that drunk tank and I saw Scottie Scheffler walk through those doors.
In his golf gear?
Oh my God.
Bro, I know you.
Dude, do you have some short game tips for me real quick while I got you, please? My chipping has just been egregious. He was charged with 3 driving-related misdemeanors and second-degree assault of a police officer, which is a felony.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, his attorney said 0% he's going to actually be charged with that felony or follow through.
I'm pretty sure that I've already been seeing things.
Do you know what happened to those pants? Like, that's, yeah, he's going to jail.
Sorry, I gotta Scotty. Find the police report because, yeah, it was like the last. So, yeah. The Police report, as Darling described it at the point, Gillis attached himself to the car. As Gillis, whose body camera was not activated during the incident, described it, he was dragged onto the ground by Scheffler's car, which led to pain, swelling, and abrasions to left wrist and knee, and damaging his pants, quote, beyond repair.
Do you have any proof?
It's because he crapped himself, probably. Yeah,
they asked him, do you have any proof of what happened? And he showed him his wrist. Look at these pants.
Look at this skid mark on these pants.
This doesn't happen every day.
Look at this skid mark.
Unbelievable. That was, yeah. And then he goes out and shoots a 66. Isn't that not the most white guy thing you've ever heard? Oh, dude, I got arrested last night. It's all good. We still made it for my tea time. Let's get this going, boys.
The definition of unbothered, not tripping.
I mean, not just white guy. I'm pretty sure some NFL players have gotten arrested the night before a game and then caught out and done just fine the next day.
Well, I will say it hasn't been the best weekend for Scotty, because even though he shot a 66 Friday, he shot his first over par round in 41 rounds of golf, which...
That's insane.
Like that, he had that long of a streak.
I couldn't imagine
going.
Being that good
at golf
to where, after you said how many, 41 rounds?
41 straight rounds of not shooting over par.
That's crazy.
Either par or under the entire time. Yeah. So, PGA Championship going on right now over on CBS?
Yes, question mark.
Scheffler needs his own video game, a driving game. Need for Speed or something like that, the PGA edition.
Top of the leaderboard, Xander Schauffele. He is tied with Colin Morikawa. And there's a lot of big names at the top of the leaderboard. That gets my golf pants tight, as if they're not already tight to begin with. But, I mean, there's Morikawa, Schauffele, Sahith Theegala at 14 under one stroke off the lead. Shane Lowry.
That's what I'm pulling for. Theegala.
Theegala?
Yeah. Houston, stand up.
The H-Town representative. Shane Lowry at 13 under. He is two strokes off the lead, as is Victor Hovland and Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, Lowry giving hope to chubby guys everywhere. Thank you.
Justin Rose at 12 under. Robert McIntyre at 12 under, the Scot. And then you also got Dean Burmester, the South African, at 11 under, a few guys at 10 under par. So a lot of names up there, a lot that can happen. And we got some of these guys already out on the course, but the final pairing of Morikawa and Schauffele will be teeing off at 11:35. All right, let's take a break. Wrap things up right here. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. All right, well, we got to go basically already. Man, being against the clock.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But
clean up a little bit.
There's no curse words in that, is it?
Oh, no, just that little bit at the end there, a little something.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But
that butt. We'll clean up. We'll get it dialed in. Hey, thank you guys as always.
Good to see you, bro.
Rashad Taylor, good to see you as well. Jordan Schultz.
Ditto. It was fun.
Yes, indeed, it always is.
A lot of sports, a lot of not. I love that.
Yeah, and we will have some conference finals matchups. We'll be in the thick of it.
Can't wait.
Next Sunday. Bart Scott. So everybody out there listening, appreciate you as always. We will see you next Sunday right here on Sports Sunday. Peace. All right, well, we got to go, basically, already. Man, being against the clock.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But
clean up a little bit.
There's no curse words in that, is it?
Oh, no, just that little bit at the end there, a little something.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam. But
that butt. We'll clean up. We'll get it dialed in. Hey, thank you guys as always.
Good to see you, bro.
Rashad Taylor, good to see you as well. Jordan Schultz.
Ditto. It was fun.
Yes, indeed, it always is.
A lot of sports, a lot of not. I love that.
Yeah, and we will have some conference finals matchups. We'll be in the thick of it.
Can't wait.
Next Sunday. Bart Scott. So everybody out there listening, appreciate you as always. We will see you next Sunday right here on Sports Sunday. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.